Okay. Oh, okay.
So this is the last part of our interview, and I must say I've learned so much, and Elisabetta, your work is so rich and so deep. We don't do justice to it here. But I would like to first add a little postscript to the Sanita story, because as you point out, that there was a lot of press coverage, and the film and your work moved from the part that's very poor part of Florence to the in Naples, I beg your pardon, to this the Palazzo Reale, which was the most prestigious, the highest level
noble
area of and still is the most prestigious area, and that was celebrated there.
It's a building.
It was a building in this Palazzo Reale. And so that was really quite wonderful, and it got a lot of attention. and then the years passed, and you went back 4 years later. 4 years, correct?
Four
or 5 years later. And you did a second series, but in a very interesting way. This whole series, which we are will display some of the photos and videos also on this story, which you call Lux in Tenebris, the light inside the dark. Interestingly, this is the same title of a dear friend of mine, John Tarrant, a great Zen teacher who wrote a book called The Light Inside the Dark. But in your work, you go back, and this what happened was, as you describe it, that they set up a cultural center inside the catacombs within the La Sanita, and a father, a priest, became responsible for this. And there were many different kinds of projects, artistic projects, and the kids came there, and the center flourished. And you've taken some wonderful videos of this. And so in many ways, the spirit, the anima, that you were able to help release and open up in that community continues, and it continues as of today. So there really is a wonderful legacy thanks to this original inspiration. So I think that's really an interesting and important postscript to add to the second interview. So now, here in the last part, the question is, I guess we could say, quo vadis, where are you heading? And you've been kind enough to show us some of your new work, which is really very deep, and we are providing some of the links to your idea of, as you were explaining it, connecting in an authentic way to. How should I describe it? I think you maybe better describe it, but what I have the sense of is to the authentic self, to help bring out through your images, through the photography, to touch at a deep level the authentic self of the viewer, so that the viewer is then guided or discovers for herself or himself something quite profound. What is it that you are seeking for the viewers through your artistic work and your photography to discover?
Yeah, no, my work is just one photo, make some object, some more. Il mio lavoro adesso è più verso la fotografia come oggetto, come opera. Ho la visione di quello che vorrei realizzare, come per esempio La pace dentro, che è un'opera una scatola di vetro completamente chiusa, dove vedi soltanto le parti esterne. Più ti avvicini e più vedi il vuoto, più sei vicino a questa scatola e più vedi il vuoto, il niente. E poi guardi e non vedi ancora niente, poi guardi in basso e all'improvviso la base di questa scatola diventa sempre più profonda e tu vedi in fondo al pavimento un Buddha che dorme. E questo è La pace dentro, cioè cerca cerca dentro di te una serenità, un silenzio, una serenità, un silenzio, ripeto.
Well, as I understand what Elizabeth is saying, that she's now become interested in photographs as to photograph an object and photographs as theater and experience as opposed to just looking. And part of her vision now and her anima wishes to do now is to express through her work inner peace, how one can experience and attain an inner peace, an inner tranquility. And she mentions this particular project in which she constructed a glass cube, and the way it was constructed is a little bit perhaps difficult to imagine just by describing it, but in the essence of it is as even though it is there is a photograph, the longer you look at it and the more you continue to look at it, you really don't see anything. You think you're really seeing nothing, and you're actually gazing deeper and deeper, and as eventually you're able to see at almost at the very depth of this construction, an image of a Buddha, which of course always represents a kind of an inner peace and tranquility. And so through this construction, she is herself trying to express and evoke a kind of inner serenity and tranquility through silence, which she has mentioned previously is the state in which these kinds of experience are best provoked and stimulated and evoked, that silence is really the most important ingredient, shall we say, to have this kind of experience, right?
I think it's a wonderful, wonderful vision, and myself, having practiced Zen meditation for 40 years, I really understand the what you're saying, I believe, and your intention seems to be to convey the discoveries that you have made through your artistic work, through your photography, to help open the heart mind of those who view your work. Am I right in understanding your intention?
No, perfect. Understand exactly.
So what for you is, in our final moments here, what is the next grand frontier of your journey, of your exploration? What is the great discovery question that you have that guides your exploration?
Ogni volta una scoperta, perché lui mi ha chiesto qual è
la prossima frontiera.
Ah, cioè, la prossima frontiera.
Ecco.
Adesso continuare come con queste opere, tipo il Buddha, la pace dentro, o il mio fiore, l'acqua ferma e il mio fiore sboccia, che è un'altra opera dove il paradiso immaginato ancestrale è completamente rovinato dal nostro mondo, la nostra non quiete, però in un momento di quiete, di silenzio, possiamo rimettere insieme, ricostruire un nostro paradiso, e quell'opera lì, quella fotografia lì, dice questo: acqua ferma, il mio fiore sboccia. Un attimo di non-act, di silence, peace, and something
serena.
E qualcosa sboccia, qualcosa accade, il fiore sboccia.
Well, again, as I understand Elisabetta, she is saying she wants to continue really along this path of discovery of how to express through her work, photographs and constructions of various forms of exploring how one can achieve an inner peace, and she feels that the most important element to evoke and provoke this is silence. And she mentioned this one photograph or this that she took of a beautiful still water with lotus flowers floating or lotus leaves floating on top of it. And she took the photograph, she printed it, and then deconstructed it by cutting it into a number of pieces and then reconstructing it so that it again expresses how we are able in moments of silence and tranquility and serenity, we're able to recompose our own sort of paradise. Is that correct? Yeah. And that she used the image of the water lily because it in fact needs, or the lotus, lotus plant, the water lily, it actually needs very muddy, still, almost stagnant water in order to bloom. And so she wanted to extend that image, or she wanted to use that image to suggest that that is the best way in which one can discover and experience one's inner peace.
Okay. Elizabeth, I really want to thank you for your time today. And Angela, I also want to thank you.
You're welcome.
For the wonderful translation and also commentary. And I think it's been a special privilege, and hopefully we can display some of your photographs that you refer to, as well as the wonderful work in Naples on our book site. And we can continue our journey together.
Yes, thank you.
You can cut that off, but you might want to...